this might possibly be my shortest serious, putting that in quotes, review that I do for a film. Because normally my short reviews always end up with me just saying, fuck this movie so much. But this will be the first time of one of my short reviews where I actually praise a film. And this is from my good friend. I would say good friend now, you know, my good friend who I've been in contact with since 2014 now. And I consider him to be a friend and a good director at that, too. And I'm talking about my man Steve Kahn here with his latest short. Everybody knows that he does shorts. I reviewed two of his other films, The Prisoner, last year, and the year before that I did Fear. And I absolutely love Fear. Fear is my favorite film of his so far. And I gotta say, I've just recently watched his new film, which is probably his shortest short that I've seen so far, which is called The Opera Singer. And basically, it's about an elderly woman who's played by Renee Duchet, and I hope I'm saying that right. And she lives in a nursing home, and she's basically there just for visuals and close-ups and scenes with her working through physical therapy. But it's just her sitting there wondering, close-up shots, like I said, of her going through her life of what it could have been or what it should have been had she did this certain chance to become an opera singer, go to Italy. And she sits there doubting and questioning herself of, did she really want it? Did she not want it? I mean, it's pretty much the movie. The film is just hinted, well, not even hinted, it's thrown at you with a lot of sadness, regret, and just, you know, wishing. Pretty much wishing. And that's pretty much it for the movie. Yeah, I mean, I can give a rating right now and just say, oh, that's good. Goodbye. But I'm going to try to describe just a little bit more, possibly, what I got out of the film. Just a little bit. Now, when I first saw that Steve sent me this, I was like, I'm happy, you know, because Steve, like I said, he makes such good films and little shorts, too. I can get through them quickly. Everybody knows my schedule sucks ass through a straw. I got to review movies constantly, nonstop, left and right. But what I love about his films is they're very short. Now, when I clicked the play button on here, I said, son of a bitch, this shit's only 3 minutes long. I was like, Steve, you really put me in a fucking awkward-ass position. You really did. I cannot believe you would send me a movie that's only 3 minutes long. I said, what in the blue hell am I going to talk about in this film? And then by the end of it, I even sat there and said, huh, what in the blue... No, I'm playing. I said, there was actually some meaning into it in depth. And like all Steve Kahn films, he's always got some deep and dark meaning to it that actually tackles everyday life of what people go through and stuff like that. And oddly enough, even though this movie is kind of sad and has a lot of regret in it, it also can inspire you if you look at it from a different point of view. Her whole regret of sadness and stuff is wishing that she would have took that, well, not even wishing so much that she took it in Italy, but just knowing that the fact what her life could have been had she went in Italy. And some people could watch this and go like, you know what, the next opportunity to get, I'm going to make sure I take that and go with it. This is also narrated by Shannon Elizabeth. If you don't know who Shannon Elizabeth is, it's that hot-ass chick from American Pie. Nadia, I forgot her name already. But she was also the hot chick in Scary Movie 2. She played Buffy in there. And she does a marvelous job at narrating and stuff, what she does. She's there to deliver the scenes quick, pacefully, and everything like that. Well, what I do like about the film, though, is I like how the film is, it goes through her regret and everything like that, but it never once tries to make you understand what her regret is. It's basically trying to tell you, hey, this is the situation that could happen to anyone. And I kind of like that ambiguous message that it has there. Or not even message, but I'm putting this in quotes to short story, if you will, of never let your dreams go past you or anything like that. And if you see the opportunity of something you'd like, then just go for it. There was one line here where she says, you know, I didn't really have any money to do this, but maybe that's just really, I'm paraphrasing too, because I don't really remember. I'm not going to lie, I don't know. I watched this 2 hours ago. But it was saying, you know, I didn't have the money for it, and you really need money to do these kind of things. But she still had the opportunity yet to do it. So it seems like more so that whole money thing is just kind of an excuse of saying, well, there's this and that and stuff like that. So I like that about the movie altogether. It's a simple look into a woman's regrets in life, pretty much. And it's there for you to see how, like I said earlier, anyone can go through this simplicity of, you know, giving up on things or having regret in your life. it's there for you to show you what a person's going through, but the movie doesn't necessarily shows you to make you understand. As a human being, you should already have that understanding, because I'm pretty sure everyone in life has something that they regret either not doing or doing. But that's pretty much what life is, pretty much. I also want to give special credit to, you know, on all the films I've seen for Steve and reviewed for him, I gotta say, this is the best one. It's a simple piano note and stuff like that, a simple piano score, but I absolutely adored the film when it opened up because it had this beautiful piano score, and people know that I play a little bit of piano, and it was gorgeous how that went through throughout the whole movie, and I was like, huh, this is the first time I noticed the music throughout one of his films. Another thing that it has going for it too, Steve also handles the camera angles and shots like that. There's a lot of good camera zoom ins and zoom outs, and also just nice forms of cinematography. And then it's almost like a poem in a way, where yet it brings up a dog that's involved. And at first when I heard that, I was thinking, is this narrator trying to say that that dog is his old person? That's kind of fucked up. But you know, obviously you get the film when it goes on longer. I will say that it's probably one of his most simplistic films, but then again, like I always say for films, simplicity sometimes is better, better for Hollywood in a way, because it may be simplistic. What's the word I'm looking for here? I'm blanking on the word. Predictable. There we go. Why the fuck? It may be predictable and simplistic, but it still has a lot of heart and meaning to it. And plus, you can still close the movie out by having a thought process about it. You'll still be thinking about it and talking about it with your friends, and most likely it'll leave an impact on you. So for me, like all of Steve's films, he does a great... Wow, this really is going to be a short-ass review. I'm only at 7 minutes here. So for me, I'm definitely going to give this a see it. I would say... I think just due to its shortness, this is probably my third favorite film I like of Steve's. I think it goes in order how I reviewed. I like Fear first, The Prisoner, and this one. I like this one a lot, but I kind of the length of it, I was like, I wish I would have had more to that. So, nonetheless, though, with the 3 minutes that he's giving me, he kind of gets straight to the point. He gets on topic. He gets the subject matter. He ends the film, and yet I'm still sitting here thinking about, there's a lot of shit I regret in life. Like, that's right, I'm the phenomenal one. I don't regret a damn thing. That's the point of being phenomenal. You don't regret nothing in life. But, yo, so that was Steve Kahn's The Opera Singer. I give it a see it. What do you guys think of it? Have you seen it? I don't even know if it's available or not. I haven't talked to Steve about that. But you can... I'm assuming you can message him. I know he's on Instagram. You can message him at Steve Kahn. He's also on Facebook. Type in facebook.com/Steve Kahn. And you can look him up on Twitter, too, at Steve Kahn. That's Kahn, K-A-H-N. Ask him. Check him out. Say, hey, I saw that. I heard a review from the phenomenal one himself at moviesportspodcast.com. Let him know. You want to see the film for yourself. Maybe he'll charge you. Maybe he won't. I don't really know how this works out for you. But just message him. Tell him you want to see this film. Because I think everyone should see a little piece of a Steve Kahn film. Especially when The Opera Singer is well acted, well narrated, visually stunning, music is awesome. Everything in it is good. So everyone could use a little piece of Steve Kahn. Damn, I fucked that all up. Jesus Christ. Okay, everyone could use a little piece of Steve Kahn in their life. God damn it. Shit. So, once you see it, let me know what you think below in the comment section, and I will be right back next time with another review from the phenomenal one.